A multidimensional personality. A multidimensional personality. Imam Muhammad Raza. Imam Muhammad Raza. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite with me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My name is Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Today, Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel has brought you a silsila about the life of Ala Hazrat. A biography about Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Al-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. Before we proceed ahead towards the silsila, and the name of the silsila is very beautiful, that a multi-dimensional personality of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Al-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. Inshallah, in this silsila, you will be able to learn about the different dimensions of Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah. And inshallah, this will contain many lessons for us to learn and alhamdulillah to teach our children about the life and biography of our predecessors and alhamdulillah a personality who was a multi-dimensional personality, a personality who was an institution within the personality. Inshallah, we learn much about him today. And let's do few good intentions because my Shaykh-e Tariqat, Amir-e Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Ali has given us a mindset that whenever we do any sort of good action, so we should remember to do good intentions. Alhamdulillah, in this regard is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. That intention of a believer is better than his actions. And remember, whenever you do any sort of good deed or you perform any good action, always remember to do good intentions before that. And let's do few with me, inshallah, good intentions. I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you should also make an habit, whatever good action you perform, always make this foremost intention that I'm doing any good deed for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will gain the blessing. Listen, this is now from start till end. Note down the important points, insha'Allah azza wa jal, and remember what you learn. And insha'Allah, make an intention that whatever I learn today, I will act upon in my life too. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Many Islamic brothers, very important intention. Never forget that. If you learn something, always pass this knowledge on to others too. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today we've got our Muballighin of Dawat Islami with us and a brother to recite Naat Sharif as well, Insha'Allah. So we will, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, first of all, proceed this silsila with Naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Insha'Allah, today is silsila about the life of Ala Hazrat. Today is silsila about the biography of Ala Hazrat. And how can you forget about the poetry of Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Al-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. So first of all, his poetry, his Islamic poetry, his naat which he had written for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We listen from our naat Khan, insha'Allah.
پھر کے گلی گلی نبا ٹھوکر سب دکھائیو پھر کے گلی گلی نبا ٹھوکر سب دکھائیو دل کو جو تیری گلی سے
جانا ہے سر کو
MashaAllah, beautifully recited the Kalam of Allah Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, and the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. When you see Imam of Ahl Sunnah in the field of tafsir, then you see him as an Imam, subhanAllah. When you see his personality in the field of hadith, you see him as an Imam. When you see his personality in Usulul Fiqh, then subhanAllah, you see him as an Imam of that field. When you see his personality in Aqaid, you will find Imam of Ahl Sunnah as a great personality in the field of Aqaid. When you see his personality in the field of Kalam, these are the branches of knowledge, my dear Islamic brothers, you would find Imam as Imam. When you see him in the field of Tasawwuf, then you would see the Imam of Ahl Sunnah as Imam. When you see his personality in the field of Surf and Nahav, then you will feel this personality as Imam of that field. When you see this personality in logic, in philosophy, in astronomy, in astrology, in mathematics, in science, Allahu Akbar, there are 50 branches of knowledge, my dear Islamic brothers, where you would find different aspects and topics Imam Ahl Sunnah has left in his books. He has written something on those topics. Ulama, they have deduced these different branches of knowledge and they have said that this personality had, subhanAllah, command on these topics. Not only this, few ulama, they have counted over 100 different topics, different walks of fields in Imam of Ahl Sunnah had knowledge. That's why we have come in front of you, before you, and brought this silsila as a multi-dimensional personality. Allahu Akbar, when you see his early childhood, then you would see it was a different childhood. Allahu Akbar, when you see his young age, when you see his knowledge, when you see different aspects of his life, then you would know he was an exceptional personality. He was an outstanding personality. He was an Imam. He was Imam of Ahl Sunnah, none other than anyone, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman. I would request you, please sit down with your children. Learn about the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnah. Teach your children the personality of Imam Ahl Sunnah, inshaAllah, so that their aqaid, and so that their personality, so that their knowledge that can get strengthened, inshaAllah. And today, in our silsila, we have chosen one dimension of Imam Ahl Sunnah. We have chosen the life, which was the early life of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman. My Islamic brothers, I would start with a very small introduction. Then I've got my panel, brothers and Muballighin of Dawat Islami sitting, inshallah. We'll take a few Madani pearls from them about the early life of Imam of Ahl Sunnah. When you talk about the early life of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, the Mujaddid, the reviver of 14th century, is Maulana Al-Hajj Al-Hafiz Al-Qari Muhammad Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman Al-Barakati Al-Barelvi. He was born in the town of Bareilly. It was in it is in northern India, Uttar Pradesh, UP, at the time of Zuhr on 12th Shawwal. 1272 after Hijri, and departed from this mortal world on 25th Safar, 1340 after Hijri. He was named Muhammad, an historic name of Al-Mukhtar. That is, Islamic brothers, much to learn about his early life. And I would now go to our brother Wasim, inshallah, Zawadil, and we will talk about the family of Ala Hazrat. My Islamic brother, is just very important. Whenever there is a child who is born, and there are some exceptional children in the history, they are very, very rare in the history. And definitely, there is a complete background in their family, which also contributes in the upbringing and intellect of that child, how they bring up. And that is also very important to know the predecessors, the family, the family tree of that personality, inshallah, who we are talking about, inshallah. And I would request, inshallah, Wasim Bhai, to shed some light on the predecessors and the family tree of Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahmat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. MashaAllah, you've given a beautiful introduction regarding Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, who is known as the leader of Ahlul Sunnah today. And whatever aspect we cover about Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, we'll be amazed. The more we go into depth about learning about the aspects, about the seerah of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, a person just simply gets amazed to the fact how great a personality Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman was. Specifically in terms of the early days of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when we learned the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, in terms of their early days, their childhood, the ample lessons that we can obtain, the Madani pearls that we can obtain for our current generation, for our current youth, of how to upbring them. And a person just completely gets astonished after looking at the facts of the early days of Imam Ahl Sunnat alayhi rahmatur rahman. One very amazing factor that we find when we learn the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnat is the family tree of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmatur rahman.
Subhanallah.
Normally, if you see many righteous predecessors, rahimahumullah, when we look at their family tree, when we look at their forefathers, their ancestors, normally we would find only one generation or two generations to be commonly known to people, whom they would be very righteous or very pious, or probably they would be acclaimed scholars to the people. Beyond that, it's very rare to find any such personalities who people know about. But when we talk about Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, it's not just one, two, or three generations, but if you go up to six generations,
subhanallah,
alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all those forefathers up to the sixth generation, they all were very highly acclaimed scholars and very well-known personalities in the society, and very highly acclaimed scholars for the people. And they held, not only from a scholarly perspective, but they also held a very high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the forefathers of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmatur rahman, we find that the foremost forefather of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, named as Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyidullah Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, they actually migrated from Kandahar, which is currently in Afghanistan, to Markaz al-Awliya Lahore. So that's where they actually migrated to, and that's where they settled in. Now, after they migrated, they not only migrated and not only lived as the migrants in a new place, but they were so highly acclaimed scholars that they also held dignified ranks in the government.
MashaAllah.
If we talk about Hazrat Maulana Sayyidullah Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he held a very lofty status in the government. And then when we talk about his son, Hazrat Allama Maulana Saadat Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he, after conquering the city of Rohela, he became the governor of that city. So we see this is the family tree of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and they actually migrated during the Mughal dynasty. It was at that time that they migrated from Afghanistan to Markaz al-Awliya Lahore. Now, when the grandfather of Ala Hazrat, Hazrat Sayyidina Raza Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, it came to his time, that's when he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala did not involve in the government matters. He did not involve in the government affairs, and he adopted the line of the tasawwuf. He adopted the line of the tasawwuf, and he excelled so much in this field that he became a very famous, renowned Sufi of his time. And it was from this generation onwards that this family, this pious family of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, adopted the line of tasawwuf mysticism, and this is where they excelled in. Now, as we are talking about the forefathers of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, of course, the piety is there, the rank in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is there, but at the meantime, them being highly acclaimed scholars, education also stays in the family of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. The foremost forefather of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Sayyidullah Khan Rahmatullahi, who initially migrated from Afghanistan during the Mughal dynasty to Markaz al-Awliya Lahore, he himself was a very highly acclaimed scholar. And then when we are talking about Hazrat Raza Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, who was the grandfather of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and he adopted the line of tasawwuf, he left government, he did not involve in the government affairs and adopted the line of the tasawwuf. Then he gave birth to Hazrat Sayyidina Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala.
Father of Allah.
Father of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Now, sometimes what happens is that when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is about to send a wali of his to this dunya, before his birth, there are certain signs which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shows to his pious people. And this is a sign that such a wali is about to be born. Same as the case was Hazrat Sayyidina Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala.
He had a dream.
He had a dream, and straight away he disclosed his dream to his father, Hazrat Raza Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And he interpreted this dream as that a son will be born, a boy will be born to you. You will become a father of a boy, such a boy who will be knowledgeable. Who will be knowledgeable? And who's saying this? The one who left government affairs, everything, and adopted tasawwuf. And he devoted his life for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just imagine the secrets that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala would have opened upon his heart. So he is interpreting this dream of Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, that you are about to become the father of a child, of a son, who will be famous for his knowledge, who will be very knowledgeable, and he will obtain fame from east to west.
Allahu
and then Allah. What happened? Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, he gives birth to whom? He gives the birth to one of the emeralds from the treasures of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Sweet scented rose from the fragrant garden of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who's known to be the leader of Ahl Sunnah, the revivalist of Ummah, the eradicator of Bid'ah, the scholar of Sharia, the guide of Tariqah, such guide that even after one century, we are still bound to his works of fiqh, we are still bound to his works of fiqh and everything for our own guidance.
MashaAllah.
Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman.
SubhanAllah, when the father is Naqi Ali Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, the son who is born is Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman.
Subhanallah.
Now we proceed ahead towards Waqas Bhai. What else would you like to shed light on the life of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman as an early life?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahi rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah, we just learned about the forefathers of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi. Inshallah, I'll go through some waqiyat, some events that happened in the early childhood of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi. And as we are going through these, we as fathers who are fathers, and those of our Madani channel viewers who are fathers as well, we should see how are our children and how was the child Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi. Alhamdulillah, at the age of 3, if you read the books of the seerah of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, at the age of 3, when he was approached outside the masjid in Bareilly Sharif, somebody came who was not from the local area and started to speak in Arabic with him. The local people who were viewing this event, they did not think that Ala Hazrat, such a young child, how could he know Arabic? Alhamdulillah, at the age of 3, he spoke such beautiful and eloquent Arabic that everybody was shocked.
SubhanAllah.
Our children today, they cannot even read the Arabic alphabet properly. They call it Alibasa, but this is Allah Hazrat Ahmadullah Alayhi, who is speaking eloquent and beautiful Arabic. Even those today who can speak Arabic, they do not know Arabic to that extent, which is eloquent and beautiful. But alhamdulillah, this young Allah Hazrat Ahmadullah Alayhi, who is fluent Arabic at the age of 3 years. Again, when he was a young age, his father and him were in a house, and he decided, Allah Hazrat Ahmadullah Alayhi, he decided that I want to keep a fast today. It was a month of Ramadan. He said, I want to keep a fast today. It was such a hot day, it's narrated that it was about 50 degrees Celsius, the heat. And what happened was that he kept the fast, and his father took him into a room where there were some sweets there. And he said, he closed the door and he said, my son, eat the sweets. He said, my dear father, I'm fasting today.
Allah.
The father, he said to him, it's okay, better, the door is closed.
Allah.
This is the fast of the children, you can eat, don't worry, go and eat. Nobody's looking at you. This is how children keep fast, have a little bit of sweets. And how, what would the children of ours do today? They would go and they would eat the sweets. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, oh my dear father, although nobody is looking at me, but the one who I've kept the fast for, he is watching me. Allah is watching me.
So my dear Islamic brothers, if we as a parents need to be pious, we as a parents, we have to save ourselves from the sins so that inshallah our upcoming generation can also become good. Right, if a person who himself smokes cigarette, if he stops his child is not going to listen to him. If a person himself, he doesn't offer salah, if he tells to his son or his daughter, they're not going to listen to them. So the message is that parents, they have to be good at their own side before their children, they will follow. Because when a father, he makes a hairstyle, the son follows that. Because when a mother, whatever she does, the daughters, they follow their mother. So as parents, we are learning from this silsila, from the seed of Allah Hazrat, how their parents, how muttaqi and parhezgar, how ulama and scholars they were. So definitely the child who was an exceptional child when he was born, and subhanAllah, he had a name in the history. He became the reviver. He became the mujaddid of the century, subhanAllah. And I would like to ask another philosophy from the seerah of Ahlul Sunnah. Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, we learned that was about Allah is watching. Right? He was offered to eat. Nobody is looking at him. It was a tarbiyah. It was an upbringing of the parents. They were offering him to eat. But he said, no, I'm not going to eat because Allah is watching. So Wasila, what do you think? This concept, Allah is watching, how important it is for us to know and how important it is for our children to know. And should we teach them this?
Of course, if we think about it, all the evils that exist in our society today is because of the lack of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a beautiful point that Mashallah Al-Qasbi earlier touched upon, that when obviously Imam Ahl Sunnat alayhi rahmah, they were offered to eat by their father. One concept I would like to clarify over here, that even though it was the month of Ramadan, Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah, he was at such an age when keeping a saum, keeping a fast was not fard upon him. He was too young at that time. So Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman obviously offered him to eat because the temperature was severely intense. So at that time, when the saum and the fast is not fard upon the child, then obviously parents, they do look after the health of the children. And this is also among the rights of parents, which Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, he fulfilled duly by offering Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah to eat at that age, thinking that so fast is not fard upon him. If he keeps the fast, he probably would fall ill or something. So he was fulfilling the rights of being a father. But Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah, he is teaching us, the future generations, at the age when even fast is not fard upon us, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everything. And we living in the Western countries today, we can see that nowadays, even though the weather is not as intense as in the eastern countries, as in the subcontinent, the temperature over here does not rise as much as it does over there. But yet it becomes very difficult for us to fast. And we personally, you would also know that Muballighin of Dawat Islami, when they go to give invitation towards righteousness to the youngsters outside, or to even adult Islam, to the mature Islamic brothers, we unfortunately see nowadays many people who do not fast. Why? Because the weather is so hot. And they so-called say that, you know, they're ill, so they have shara'i uzr. So we see a complete a contrast of the upbringing of the youth of today. as compared to the upbringing of Allah.
So that we need to learn the lesson from the seed of Allah. Muqassim, what do you think today in this day and age when we are living in this society, how important is it is for our children to know the concept that Allah is watching, and how important it is for our parents to teach them? This is a very important message from the seed of Allah that we can give to the Ummah, we can give to the viewers of Madani Channel. So this concept at early age, if it is inscribed, if it is taught to our children, do you think it's going to make the difference in their later on life?
Of course, Alhamdulillah, many, if you read this books of seerah, many awliya Allah used to put this in to the children, that Allah is watching you, Allah is watching you. And they used to make the children repeat this. Allah is watching me, Allah is seeing me,
Allah is with me.
Allah. So obviously if we start, how many of us put this into our children? The thing is that we start from a very old age, that we think, oh, he's still a baby, still a young age, don't let him play, let him do this. But we learn from the life of Allah, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, that even from a very young age, we should still instill the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla into our children. That for example, that we say, when they get older, we say, our children, oh, he doesn't read namaz, he doesn't read Quran, you know, he's getting into the wrong crowd. But if you want your children to read Quran or you want them to read Salah, we don't need to tell them better read Salah or read Quran. All you need to do is go and do it yourself. You start reading namaz, reading Salah at home, you will see that a 1-year-old child will copy you to Sajda as well. If you want to read Quran, you open the Quran, you start reading the Quran, you will see a 1 or 2-year-old child, they get any book, they think it's the Quran, they start reading the Quran as well. This is the role model which our parents must be. We as fathers and mothers, we must start from a very young age with our children. And the other thing is that our role models, what are our children's role models? Alhamdulillah, we have learned about the life and the childhood of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Our children's role models are the cricketers, the footballers, the musicians. But if we teach our children about the life of people like Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, that look how pious this person was, this should be the role model for our child. They better look how Allah Hazrat was, be like that. And inshallah, in the coming system, when we learn about the knowledge of Allah Hazrat and which sciences he studied in, that this shows that we can be the best in the dunya and the akhirah as well, in deen and dunya. Today, our parents have instilled in this better, we want you to be a doctor, an engineer, pick a certain science in life, and we want to be that. But alhamdulillah, from the life of Allah Hazrat, rahmatullah alayhi, we learn that we can be as much as we want. For in dini ta'lim and dunyavi ta'lim, as many sciences as we want to learn, we can learn that inshallah.
And we also see that those parents who do succeed in making their children doctors or engineers, they still are not satisfied afterwards with their children. Why? Because they say, even though he's become a doctor, but he does not respect me as a child should be respecting a parent. But when we see those parents who are successful, who succeed in instilling the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts of children, regardless of the fact whether the child becomes a doctor or not, whether he succeeds in becoming an engineer or not, but in the later on stages, the parents, they are satisfied with their child. Why? Because they succeeded in instilling the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their child's heart. And because of that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of the children, the child would treat his parents the way they should be treated.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we heard that from the seerah, from the biography of Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, that we have to learn the concept, the philosophy that Allah is watching me, Allah is with me, Allah is my witness. These are the words, my dear Islamic brothers, today, from today, if you've got your children, teach them these words. Allah is watching me, Allah is with me, Allah is my witness. These are the three sentences. Try to teach them. What will be the effect? I tell you, inshallah, today the parents are worried. My child has gone out in the school, I don't know after school where has he gone. My child has gone to university, my daughter has left home from university, it has been very late, I don't know where they have gone. My dear Islamic brothers, inshallah, if they will have this concept with them, our daughter, our son, if they've got this concept developed in their mind, that Allah is watching me, Allah is with me, Allah is my witness, and inshallah, parents, they will have no fear. Where is their child, inshallah? In a sense, I'm talking about, I hope you would understand. Because their children, they have been taught well that no matter my parents are looking at me or not, no matter my brother is looking at me or not, no matter my sister is looking at me or not, no matter my relatives are looking at me or not, no matter if I am alone at someone's house or with my friend or somewhere, but Allah is with me, Allah is watching me, Allah is my witness. And how come is it possible? If somebody has learned this philosophy, he will commit a sin. If somebody has learned this philosophy, he will go into evil. No, my dear Islamic brothers. Inshallah, Allah will help. So try to teach your children this concept which was taught to Ala Hazrat. And Alhamdulillah, we learned a beautiful lesson from the seerah of Ala Hazrat. Let's take a little bit of rest in a sense from the topic, but inshallah we listen a beautiful naat of Ala Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah. He is a great, great, great naat writer itself. Inshallah, let's listen one naat of Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
Inhale, yeah. 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 جانو دل ہو
اگر مان گیا مریض اسلام today we have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we have to believe in the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, and today we need to seek help from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, because tomorrow everyone will believe, everyone will seek the help of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, because on the day of judgment everyone else will say idhhabu ila ghairi, idhhabu ila ghairi, and inshallah my habib will say ana laha inshallah azza wa jal, and everybody will turn to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that's what Allah has said, aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang unse, kal na maanenge qiyamah mein agar maan gaya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's proceed ahead in the beautiful early life of Allah Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. And inshallah I would go to Wasim Bhai and I would ask that how did Hazrat Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman helped the child and his father? I think it has been in the biography of Allah Hazrat that the first education he gained was from his father, and how important it is for us being parents to teach our children the very early education.
Indeed, it is very important for the fathers, first of all, to have the knowledge themselves, to be practicing themselves, and then obviously they can convey, they can obviously teach, to pass on this knowledge to their children. And Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman was a true reflection of this.
He was himself an alim deen.
Indeed,
he was a scholar, a mufti, Allahu Akbar.
Indeed, and then the way he obviously passed on this knowledge to his beloved son is just amazing when we look at the scholarly aspect of Ala Hazrat from his childhood. Many fuqaha, many jurists, when we look at their seerah, when we look at the knowledge they had, and when we look at the astonishing factors of their knowledge, we would find out that the time around which all these events would be taking place would be somewhere around their adulthood, or to the age of maturity. But when we look at the upbringing of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman to his beloved son Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, we would be amazed to see that there were times when a father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, is giving this compliment to his son, the son, I don't teach you, I learn from you.
Allahu Akbar.
What more and a bigger compliment would there be for a son,
nice,
or in general for a student from his teacher? Let's leave father and son relationship on a side for timing, and just ponder upon the fact that how big a compliment, and which other bigger compliment would there be for a student that his teacher is saying to him that I don't teach you, I learn from you. Now there are many incidents which we can see through which the wisdom and intelligence of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is reflected. One incident where at the age of 10 years old, Ala Hazrat is only 10 years old, and he was studying the book Ilmus Subut through his father. Now this is such book which his father Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman had written a footnote in this book as well. And in the footnote, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman wrote an objection and wrote an answer to the objection himself too. So this book required for the objection to be written in it and for the answer to be written against the objection as well. So when Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, bearing in mind at the age of 10, was studying this book, whilst he studied this book and he studied the objection and the answer of his father because it was needed in the book. When he studied that objection and the answer, he himself wrote such a footnote that there was no need of the objection and the answer to the for the objection to be in there. This is the shan of Ala Hazrat at the age of 10. At the age of 10, his wisdom was such that he wrote such a footnote that it completely abolished the need of the objection and the answer of the objection to be in there. And this is when Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman said that, "Son, I don't teach you, I learn from you."
Muqad bhai, what would you further talk about the intelligence and intellect and further aspects of the early childhood of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah?
Alhamdulillah, Wasim has just gone through that the father of Ala Hazrat Abdullah Ali taught the son. Let's ask ourselves, where was the last time we taught our son something? We think our job is we send our son to the masjid for 1 hour in the evening after school and we want him to be awliya Allah. And then after a year we go back to the Imam of the masjid and we say, "Huzur, our son has been coming to you for 1 year, why hasn't he finished the qaida yet?"
Sure.
Because the Imam should be asking the father that he comes to me for 1 hour a day, where is he the other 23 hours in the day?
Sure.
We are the first to complain that our child is not learning.
Right.
But us as parents, what are we doing for our children? We say, we want our children all to be very pious. We say, "Better go to the masjid." But the father sitting at home watching TV. We say, "Better don't smoke."
I do agree with you. Very beautiful and very, very burning issue you have brought into the discussion. And it's very important. And we are learning from the seed of the family of Ala Hazrat and how, mashallah, father, he taught the son. At the same time, I would agree totally 100%, but it is opposite on the other side when it comes towards the worldly education. We give a lot of time to our children. We would take them to the tuition. We would go to the parents' evening. We would ask them, "Child, what did you learn? What are you doing? How are you doing at the school? How is your studies going on?" And we follow up everything. But I don't know why it comes to the religious education, it's different. What do you think?
This is obviously how much love and priority we give to our deen. And how much love and priority we give to the dunya. For the dunya, we are here for a very short amount of time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that this dunya is like jail for the believer. We're here for such a short amount of time. We are restricted to what we can see, what we can eat, what we can drink, what we can hear. But in the akhirah, inshallah, will be the jannah for us, will be the paradise for us. But for example, like these children, such as Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi, at the age of 6, it's narrated that he gave a speech for 2 hours on the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the age of 6. The problem is that we don't have any knowledge ourselves. How can we teach our children? We have to have something ourselves before we can go pass it on to our children.
Sure.
So the main thing that we can learn from this is that we must seek knowledge ourselves. Before telling our child that go to the masjid, go and learn in the Medin, be practical and do it yourself. Learn yourself and then teach that to your child. Inshallah, we see the benefit of this in the dunya and the akhirah. It's not that we don't just give any importance to dunya. Give importance to the dunya as well, but don't forget your deen as well. Keep them on a level basis, inshallah, as well, you see benefits in both lives, in the dunya and in the akhirah, inshallah.
It is very important and interesting for us to know the topic on which he delivered the speech as well. And it takes us back to the topic earlier that we were discussing about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was instilled in the heart of Ala Hazrat by his parents. But at the age of 6, when Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah delivered the 2 hours talk, what was the topic at that time? And again, this brings us back to the upbringing of the child, that how the child was brought up. The topic that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi delivered the talk on was the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front of a crowd where eminent scholars were sat, and they were profoundly impressed and mesmerized as to the speech that Ala Hazrat gave. How can a 6 year child stand up on the pulpit and speak for 2 hours? And such eloquent speech, such educational speech, how can that be possible? And it again brings us to the fact that the parents of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi not only instilled the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the heart of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman from the young age, but also instilled the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam in the heart of young Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman. And these two components are the main components that a believer shall have: the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam. If either of them are missing, then the iman is not complete. And these are the two aspects that the father of Allah, Hazrat Rahman, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, instilled in the heart of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman. And through the blessings of this, as you earlier also mentioned regarding the branches of knowledge that Allah, Hazrat Rahmatur Rahman, mastered in, which are above 50, and some ulama, they go to the extent of saying they're above 100.
Sure.
And they were not only religious fields of knowledge. There were astronomy, algebra, and mathematics, and sciences, and other branches of knowledge. And all this knowledge and other bestowments that were bestowed upon Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmatur Rahman, if you sum up everything, it was the tarbiyah, the upbringing of the parents of Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman, that they instilled two components in the heart of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatur Rahman since childhood, in which the seerah, the nobility of Allah Hazrat was completely drowned in, which was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all his life, all his actions revolved around these two main components, which was fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whatever you do, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And look at the eminence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Allah Hazrat Rahmatur Rahman, that after one century we're still sitting here and praising him.
Subhanallah.
This was the upbringing of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, and through these two components that were instilled in the heart of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, was this intelligence and wisdom which we are talking about given to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at such a young age, when our youth is completely aspirational.
Many Islamic brothers, we come to know that at the age of 6, a child is delivering a speech on the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are learning a child of 6 years old is delivering a speech, subhanAllah, in front of a crowd. What about our children? What are we teaching them? And what are they doing at this age? Normally, right? And there are some parents, there are some families, even they are Muslims. But when their child at the age of 6, because the environment of the house is not good, because the family environment where the child's upbringing is being done is not good, maybe there is the music, maybe there are films, maybe there are dramas, and suddenly a very little child, he starts singing or starts dancing, or she starts singing or she starts dancing, and all the family members start clapping. They become happy that their child has done something different.
They encourage them.
They clap and they become happy that our child has sang a song and our child has started dancing.
And because of this encouragement, the child at such a young age, when his brain is completely blank, at such a young age, when he gets this encouragement from his parents, then what does he do? He keeps doing it because he doesn't know what's good, what's bad for them.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Pakasbhai, what do you think?
How important it is
that our environment at home should be to teach our children in the right path?
As parents, what do we think? What is the best thing that we can give to our children? We think our children must have a big house. They must go to a good school, get good education. They must drive nice cars. When they get older, they must go to good universities. But what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That he says a father can give his child nothing better than good manners.
Subhanallah.
Nothing better than good manners a father can give to his child. But how many of us have ever taught our child any type of manners? We think as long as our child is happy, he's going to his football club in the evenings, he's going to school, he's going to college, he's going to the madrasa, that's it, our child is happy, we've done our job. Our fathers were too busy working overtime and extra time in their taxis and in their businesses to provide for the children, but they forgot about the adab of their children. And as we learned earlier in the silsila, that the fathers and the forefathers of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi were alim al-deen scholars as well. They were the one teaching their child. But today our fathers are too busy to teach the children. We think it's the job of the imam sahabs and the teachers in the madrasa and the masjid. It's their job to teach it. And it's a true story is on by that. What will happen is that, this is a true story which I've heard, that once a father, he passed away. This is about education of the child. a father passed away, the son, he opened up the yellow pages and he went to funeral directors and he called the funeral directors and he said, my father has passed away, can you come and take his body away? The funeral directors came, they took the body away. They phoned him back, they said that we have taken the body of our child, your father, what do you want us to do with the body? He said, I don't know, what do you guys normally do with the body? He said, there's two options, you can burn the body or you can bury the body. You know what the reply of this child was? He said, what's the cheaper option?
Allah.
They said the cheaper option is to burn the body. And that Muslim's father's body was burnt. Now I asked you, whose fault was that? Was that the child's fault, the son's fault, or was that the father's fault who never taught him? The son, when a Muslim passes away, this is what we should do. And that's why I say, like when we go to janazas today, many of us, we maybe read hundreds of janazas in our life. But how many of us know that how many faraiz are in the janazah salah? How many of us know at the janazah salah itself? We go there just to please people, that everybody's looking at us, that my uncle has passed away, my father has passed away, I have to read the janazah. But how many of us actually go with the right intentions and know how to read the janazah properly? Forget janazah, how many of us know how to read salah properly? How many of us know the faraiz of salah? How many of us know the wajibat of salah? So ask the parents of today, that what have we treated to our children? Is this what will happen to us when we die? The child will open the yellow pages and call funeral directors?
Allah, for many Islamic brothers, a very heart-hitting story, a true story which Muballigh Dawat Islami has mentioned, and it should open our eyes that how we have to bring up our children, how we have to raise our children up, and how we have to teach them the fundamental teachings of Islam, and we have to teach them. And many Islamic brothers, we are talking about the seerah, the biography of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Rahmat Rahman, at the age of 4 years, yes, at the age of 4 years, he completed the recitation of the Holy Quran due to the extraordinary intelligence bestowed upon him by Almighty Allah. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala completed his Islamic education at a very young age of 13 years, 10 months and 5 days. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma states that I completed my religious education during the middle of the month of Shaban in the year of 1286 after Hijri. I was 13 years, 10 months and 5 days old at that time. It was also at this time that Salah became farz upon me and I began to have great interest in the laws of Sharia. Allah. This is the personality. He is writing himself that he knew that when the salah became farz upon him. Many Islamic brothers today, we never know. Our child has grown up. There are some physical changes in his body, has started appearing. We never know what to teach them. We never know what to teach about the pureness, about paki, about ghusl, about farz. Because we don't even know ourselves. How can we teach them? And our children maybe at very, very long age, they don't know how to purify themselves. This is the state of us. And look at the situation of Imam of Ahl Sunnah. And there are so many children in our families. They could have been 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, right? They have left the teenage, but they have not even finished the Quran, how to recite the Quran. Forget about learning with translation from Kanzul Iman or learning with Tafasir. But today, this silsila, alhamdulillah, has given us a mindset. Let's think about our responsibilities. Don't shift our responsibility to the Qari Sahib, to the Madrasa, right? Or we think that it's all done. No, my Islamic brothers. We as parents, we have to play our role. We have to upbring our children to the right path, to the right teachings of Islam, inshallah. What do you think? What else further you can elaborate on the early life of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah?
When we talk about the early life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, we must understand one thing. Obviously, at the moment, we're talking from the practical point of view, that obviously his upbringing was such, he acquired this knowledge, etc. But one thing that we need to understand, that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was specially bestowed by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
No doubt, absolutely right.
And the abilities, the affairs that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh had in his young age, that was thoroughly just the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah Azza wa Jal blessed this ummah with a personality like Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, who was going to become the guide, the leader of Ahle Sunnah, and who was going to revive the deen which had adopted a lot of corrupt beliefs. So Just to elaborate on this very aspect, he was a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to know about an incident where there was a majzoob. Who is a majzoob? Someone who's drowned in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a type of a bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this very majzoob, he lived in Bareilly Sharif as well, in the same town then. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And whoever would visit him, he would speak very firmly to them. So whenever people would try to go to that majzoob, they would sort of be a bit reluctant to go to him. Why? Because they know if we go to him, he will speak to us a bit, you know, harshly, a bit firmly. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he had a great yearning to meet this majzoob. So Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayh Rahmatul Rahman, he went to visit this majzoob. And he stayed outside his house for a little while. When Majzoob came to know that Ala Hazrat is waiting for me, and this is again bearing in mind at a very young age, he specially invited him to come inside. He spent good amount of time with him, and then he made him leave. So we see over here that Majzoob and these righteous bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon whom a lot of secrets are revealed. They,
a wali knows the wali.
A wali knows a wali. Of course. And ordinary people, they would feel a bit reluctant to go to him. Why? Because they know if we go, he will speak firmly to us, he will speak a bit harshly to us. But when he came to know that it is Ahmad Raza, son of Naqi Ali Khan, he specially called him in, sat him down and spent a fair amount of time with him. And then Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, came back. And there are many other incidents which we would find, through which we will just be amazed. To know the seerah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh at such a young age, and a common mind, we don't comprehend to the extent that Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma was blessed with. There are a lot of other aspects, such as when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh started reciting the Quran at the age of 4, and as you earlier mentioned, that at the age of 13, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh completed his education. It was the same age where Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh also issued a fatwa. Now, what is a fatwa? A mufti can write a fatwa. And the viewers of Madani Channel, they would know, the people with knowledge, they would know that almost a life is spent, one's life is spent in becoming a mufti. But at the age of 13, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he wrote first fatwa, which was approved by the experienced muftis of the time. What else can we say? And again, if you contemplate upon the youth of today, someone who's at the age of 13, you beautifully mentioned that our youth probably don't even know how to purify themselves, let alone the other branches of knowledge. But again, as one way, this also brings us to the issue, as you earlier mentioned, that the parents, they go to the parents' evenings in the schools and the colleges, and they're very interested in, you know, what our child has achieved today, how good he's doing in the schools and stuff. But again, it brings us to the issue, the same issue that Bakaswe was also discussing earlier, that when we go to the schools and our child's teacher has said that, you know, your child is not doing good enough, you know, we thank the teacher. We thank the teacher for telling us, and we come back home and we try to concentrate more on the education of the child. On the contrary, if Imam Sahib of the Masjid is telling us that your child is not picking up with the Qaeda, is our state the same? We go to the extent of expressing our anger on the Imam Sahib that we've been sending him over to this Masjid to you for last 1 year. How can you be saying this to us? Whereas the child is in the school for 8 hours a day approximately. And over here, the child is coming only for one and a half hours. Our state is completely different over there. To the teacher in the school, we are thanking him.
Sure.
You know, so it also brings us to the aspect that we sort of need to change our mindset. If we want our children to obey us and to follow the seerah of personalities like Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, that we first of all, before we can instill anything in the hearts and the minds of our children, we need to instill this factor into our hearts, that ulama-i karam, imam of the masjid, they are very important personalities of our society. And we need to concentrate on the Islamic studies, Islamic upbringing of our children in the same way as we do for their worldly education.
We need to have some sort of balance in our life.
Indeed.
For the children. Yes.
The other thing, Huzuri, for example, as we've seen, said that if we find out our child is not doing very good in school, we pay £20, £30 an hour tuition extra. We say, look, go off to school, you need to be very good in maths and science. When it comes to the Quran, and we go to the masjid, and the masjid says, you want £10 a month.
£5
What kind of masjid is this? They're taking money, we said. So this is our priority. The Quran we want to give free. As long as the masjid is free, that's a good masjid for us. We send our children there. But we're okay to pay £20-30 an hour. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, at the age of 13, he became a mufti. Those of us who have 13-year-olds, let's test where is our 13-year-old at this time in life. I'll urge the viewers of Madin Channel as well, that play a game with your child. What you do is, get a pen and a paper, write down, I'll say better, write down 10 football players. He maybe write 30. Better write down 10 cricket players. He name you 20. Say better write down 10 musicians. He name you 10 easily. Then say to him, better write down 10 prophets' names. See where your son is. We see where your daughter is. Say better write down 10 names of 10 Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan.
Because see how many they're watching, they're learning. What they're seeing on the telly, they're learning. What they're playing with the cars, they're learning. Have we not taught them the Sahaba's name? Have we not taught them the Prophet's name? Have we not taught them to our Islam, our deen? The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, from today's silsila, we need to learn something. That from today onwards, subhanAllah, the way the family of Ala Hazrat brought up Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, they had a great contribution for such a beautiful personality. He was an institution within the personality. No doubt, a family plays a vital role in upbringing the children. InshaAllah, make your intentions. From today onwards, inshaAllah, we will have one alim in our family, inshallah. Sure. The best mind in our family, inshallah. We'll make him an alim al-deen, inshallah.
Sure.
We'll give him the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah. And my dear Islamic brothers, from today onwards, try to learn yourself. Because if you don't know yourself, how are you going to teach others? How are you going to tell others? And the dear Islamic brothers, I would like to mention a few names of the great personalities. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma studied under the guidance of those luminous personalities. The one is Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ula Rampuri, Sheikh Kabir Hazrat Allama Sayyid Shah Abdul Hussain Ahmed Nuri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Sheikh Tariqa Imam Asfiyah Hazrat Allama Sayyid Shah Ali Rasul Marahrawi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Sheikh Ahmed bin Zaini Dalham Dallan Makki Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Makki Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Sheikh Hussain bin Salih Makki Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. These are the great names in the history, Allahu Akbar. And mashallah, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Alayh Rahmatul Rahman, he learned the pearls of knowledge from these personalities. And many Islamic brothers, this child, he issued the first fatwa at the age of 13 years old. When today's youth even doesn't know how to purify themselves. But this personality, this great imam of the history who issued a fatwa. And from that very day, he was approved to issue fatwas until the last day of his life. Allahu Akbar. One of the main important aspects of his life was to issue fatwa, was to issue the decree, the Islamic rulings. And subhanAllah, a great book has been compiled. Compiling all his fatwa is known as Fatawa Razawiyya. SubhanAllah. And we will be talking about in detail in upcoming sessions, other consecutive silsilas about the seerah of Imam Ahl-Sunnah, inshallah. You will learn what a great piece of knowledge they contain. And alhamdulillah, what kind of knowledge is existed in those fatawa. We'll talk about tafaseer, we'll talk about hadith, we'll talk about fiqh, we'll talk about different aspects of the life of Imam of Ahl-Sunnah. Don't forget to watch this silsila. Ali Islamic brothers, before, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll go to the conclusion of this silsila, I would request our brother who will recite the naat of Imam of Ahl Sunnah. Mulke Sukhan ki Shahi, Tumko Raza Musallam. Mulke Sukhan ki Shahi, Tumko Raza Musallam. Jis samt a gaye ho, sikke bitha diye hain. Jis samt a gaye ho, sikke bitha diye hain. No doubt, whatever dimension Imam of Ahl Sunnah came, Allahu Akbar, he had a command. He, my dear Islamic brothers, he made himself proved in that field. Inshallah, we listen one of the naat of Allah, Imam Ahl Sunnah, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
مجدآباد آسی و شاف شہ ابرار ہے، مجدآباد آسی و شاف شہ ابرار ہے،
ہو کے بھول
inshallah, my dear Islamic brothers, today we have learned about the seerah of Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, in the early life of Imam of Ahl Sunnah. Inshallah, every day we'll come up with different aspects of his life, different dimensions of the life of this great personality, a multi-dimensional personality. I will just take the final comments from the Mubalighin of Dawat Islami before we, inshallah, go towards the end of this silsila. Inshallah. Do you see, by at the end of this silsila, what message you would like to give to the viewers of Madani Channel? We have derived from today's
Of course, the beauty of Dawat Islami is Dawat Islami does not only highlight the issues, it also gives us a solution. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we've developed a mindset today where we've realized that where we are lacking in bringing up our children. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, the example you gave earlier about children dancing and parents encouraging and to what extent they go. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we also have such children for whom Madani Channel is everything.
Wow.
If Madani Channel is on, they'll go quiet. If it turns off, they'll start crying.
Right.
So at the end, if we can develop a Madani environment at our homes, if we stick to Madani channel through which we will only learn in Medin and we will stay away from sinful channels and other sources, inshallah Zawajal, we will see a change in our children, and inshallah Zawajal, we will see a change in our household, which will inshallah Zawajal, add up to the betterment of the society.
Mashallah, very beautiful message to the viewers of Madani channel. That's only Madani channel, inshallah. What message you would like to give?
Huzur, I think the most important thing is that we need to take a more practical life in our children's lives, especially at a young age. That, alhamdulillah, be more practical, be a role model for them, and teach them about such personalities such as Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Bring them into the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, to bring them regularly to the ishtamaz of Dawat Islami, take them to the masjid regularly, and inshallah, slowly, slowly, they will automatically pick up the dunya and the deen as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah, very beautiful message from both Muballighin of Dawat Islami, and I would also like to emphasize onto this. The Islamic brothers, if you would like to bring up your children according to the teachings of Islam, the first thing you have to do is to learn yourself. And how can you learn yourself? Inshallah, Dawat Islami has provided different ways to learn knowledge of Deen Islam. Alhamdulillah, every week, every Thursday, we've got gatherings. You can come and join us, inshallah, and you can learn from there. We've got sessions online. Alhamdulillah, you can take admission online learning. You can learn distance learning, inshallah, you can watch Madani channel. You can learn knowledge of Deen Islam. And inshallah, once you learn, and you can pass the knowledge on to others. Keep watching Madani channel. Tomorrow we will come up with another beautiful dimension of Ala Hazrat personality, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. A multi-dimensional personality, a multi-dimensional personality, Imam Ahmad Raza, Imam Muhammad Raza.